For more than four decades, the remains of Mungo Man have been held at the Australian National University in Canberra. When the ancient skeleton was discovered in 1974, it revolutionised Western assumptions about the history of Aboriginal culture. Now elders and traditional owners are meeting to make plans for Mungo Man's return to the region of New South Wales where he once lived. As Penny Timms reports.
The Aborigine, known as Mungo Man, is believed to have roamed the land in southwest New South Wales about 42,000 years ago. Researchers believe he was aged around 50 when he died, and he was laid to rest in an elaborate burial.
That burial of Mungo Man established the extraordinary reality of a degree of sophistication of ancient Australians far beyond our previous imagination. You know, the early Australians were looked upon as marauding natives, and that hostile attitude to earliest Australians completely ignored the reality of their sophisticated culture, both of present Aboriginal people, but to find that sophistication present 40,000 years ago was absolutely monumental in placing this story of Australian culture right at the forefront of the people of the world.
That's professorial fellow Jim Bowler, the man who discovered Mungo Man in 1974 while searching for evidence of climate change.
I found that I was walking in the footsteps of people who'd been there thousands of years before me. But it was the discovery of two ancient human remains. Firstly, those of Mungo Lady in 1968. And then, 5 years later, I noticed the tip of a piece of white bone poking through the surface of the eroding sands. And that proved to be the remains of an ancient man buried in extraordinary ritual 40,000 years ago.
His remains had been uncovered by erosion, and researchers feared they would succumb to the elements. So they removed them and placed them at the ANU, much to the displeasure of traditional owners, who wanted the bones to stay where they were. The strained relationship between elders and researchers has since been repaired, thanks largely to a commitment that no further studies would be conducted on the remains. Jim Bowler says the bones are being moved from the ANU to the National Museum in Canberra tomorrow, in a symbolic gesture to prove that they are no longer being studied.
The National Museum has a commitment to repatriation. So from the museum, his return home is probably more assured than if his remains were left with the Australian National University.
Though he wishes that repatriation of Mungo Man could happen now. He says it would be an important step towards reconciliation.
It's been very sad that we now have to await the final return home to Lake Mungo of those precious remains. Mungo Man has incredible messages to be heard across Australia. Those messages of his pain, of what we have done to his land, what we have done to his people, will not be heard until he returns home.
Elders are meeting in Canberra tomorrow to discuss a timeline for Mungo Man's possible repatriation. But first, they need to agree on a final burial site and then lobby for state and federal funding to ensure the remains can be protected.
Penny Timms with our report.